application opportunity is open for the Ketchikan Community Foundation. Here to tell us more about the foundation and this grant program are Mike Sussman and Greg Carlick. Good morning.
Good morning, Maria.
And you are both board members on the foundation?
We are both on the board of directors, correct.
Okay. Tell us about the Ketchikan Community Foundation.
Well, the Ketchikan Community Foundation is here to support our local nonprofits. We've created basically a permanent fund for the community of Ketchikan with very generous donations from the public and our local businesses. And we've created a endowment fund that is now able to give back to the community with this grant processing. We have created an endowment over $460,000 that is now basically base principal that will be there for as long as hopefully our kids are here. So now we can start granting money off of the earnings of that endowment fund. And this year we're going to grant over $22,000 back to our local nonprofits. And this year's grant cycle theme, so the projects that we're trying to support this year are to support the physical and emotional support ideology of our nonprofits. So any project that you can think of that will fall under that general broad spectrum of physical and emotional support, get your application in, and we're going to go through them and hopefully get some good projects going.
And you have three different themes, correct, that you cycle through?
Correct. So we came up with the ideology of we want to kind of cycle through as many of the nonprofit organizations and help as many as we can. And so we created three different broad spectrum categories to help. This year is the physical and emotional support. Last year was the theme was community enrichment, and then we also have a theme for the youth. And so,
is this the third or fourth year doing this?
This is our fourth year.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought you went through the cycle once.
Yep, we've gone through the cycle and we're coming back around. So,
and it also sounds like you have more to give than you did the first time out.
Yeah, the first year we only gave, we granted out $11,000, and some of that money actually was supported with from the Alaska Community Foundation. So our grant, our endowment's growing bigger, and now our granting money is actually getting bigger as well. So that's good.
And Mike Sussman, you are on the board. Are you? I want to say it seems like you're the one who knows about the money. Am I making that?
I was, but I turned that over to Greg.
So Mike was one of the originators of this whole philanthropic program. He was one of the guys who came up and thought of the idea. And
I don't know if I really thought about the. I was. Bet Jakubek talked me into it.
That's what often happens, getting talked into.
Some great minds come around and figure out some great projects.
And the more I learned about it, it's a great program for Ketchikan. It'll be here long after I'm gone and a lot of other people are gone. And that's what I like about it.
And if someone is interested in putting forth a application or proposal, what do they need to do?
So you can get applications on our website or through our website. www.ketchikancf.org. And so the grant process goes through that website. It's all online. If you have any questions, you can always call our office. Our phone number is 907-341-4756. Emily, our program manager, does a great job and is able to do and answer questions as much as she can. But you apply through the through the website. Make sure you choose the Ketchikan Community Foundation option because there are other options. So we're through the Alaska Community Foundation. That's our parent program, and so they have they have eight other affiliates that they are working with. So make sure you choose the Ketchikan Community Foundation, and then you can make your application through there. Deadline is March 6th. So we're a month away from the deadline. And then what will happen, and your application will go through ACF. They'll make sure you've got to be a 501c3 nonprofit and do all sorts of the initial rigmarole of weeding out the projects. And then they're going to send them to us, and our grant committee is going to go through, and we'll choose as many great projects out there and fund as much as we can.
Okay, so the decisions are made locally.
Yes, it's through the Ketchikan Community Foundation Grant Committee, made up of board of directors and some public volunteers. So, yeah, that will happen after March 6th. We'll get together. We'll spend a nice weekend together and read through all the applications and make our own decisions, and then come together as a group and decide on which projects we feel are the best ones out there.
Okay, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but I kind of will. do you have examples of maybe some projects that were funded before to give people an idea of what kinds of things qualify for this particular theme?
So our first year this theme was 2016. We granted money to the Ketchikan Volunteer Hospice. They did bereavement training for their volunteers. So that is one of the nice things to help with physical and emotional support. We also granted money to the Special Olympics that year. That helped them, I believe, get athletes up to do their competition. Ketchikan Theater Ballet, Ketchikan Arts and Humanities Council. Last year we did the community enrichment, and you'll notice if you go to the Pioneer Home, you'll see a nice hydroponics garden that they have now, that they're growing their own vegetables and now using in their own kitchen to make their meals.
Plus, we got the children's growing garden over here at the library.
The library we helped fund to make the children's garden.
Plus, we granted KRPD money for a computer for the program manager.
So we've made the categories broad, so we can make the projects capable of falling under any type of, under the theme as much as possible. So if your nonprofit has some need and some projects that they want to do to help the community become a better community, or that's what we're here for. We don't want to fund salaries. We're not here to do any of that. We want you to be a sustainable nonprofit on your own, and then we're going to help you boost and become a better nonprofit, hopefully.
Okay, great. Anything else that you want to mention today?
Seeing all this snow out there reminds me that last year we also funded KVRS for avalanche training, since we get more and more activity of people up there snowboarding on Deer Mountain and other places. And
yeah, that was one of our projects last year that we were really excited to help with. We had a couple tragedies last year, and this great group of people who volunteer their time through this nonprofit to help us as a community needed to get trained better, or wanted to get trained better, so we were happy to support that program and that project. So that's what we're here for. We're here to make our nonprofits better. They're great as they are, but we want to make the community better. We want to make the nonprofits better and have them help them do their projects.
Okay, and can you again remind people, if they're interested, what the website is?
So if you're interested in applying, it's ketchikancf.org, and our grant application deadline is March 6th, so you got a month, 30 days to get it in. 5 p.m. on the 6th, you got to have it in by. So.
Okay, and always don't wait till the last minute.
Don't wait.
That's right.
If you have questions, call us. We'll try and help you out as much as we can.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Greg Karlick and Mike Sestin from the Ketchikan Community Foundation.